You know very well, Drik Drishya Vivekaha, the text is a Prakarana Granthaha. You know what is a Prakarana Granthaha? A simpler, smaller, comprehensive textbook which presents the subject matter of Vedanta. A small treatise, a manual. As I told you in the previous class, Vedanta Shastram discusses six main topics, and of them one main topic is taken here and highlighted, and other topics are just hinted, not all of them, some. And here Jiva Vicharaha, the individual analysis, is presented here. And every textbook has its own way of presenting the individual analysis. And in you have to remember Tattva Bodha here. In Tattva Bodha, I said Atma with three bodies, Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karna Shariram, isn't it? So these three Shariram constitute the individual. One topic discusses what? The individual is a composite of four components, four things, four factors, Atma and three bodies. Other thing was, now one more thing was given as an individual analysis, Atma with the five koshas, pancha koshas. Together was said to be another presentation. And here in Drik Drishya Vivekaha also is what now? First, the author presents the individual analysis. In fact, the very first mantra, very first shloka, he briefly presents what an individual is. And I told you, in this book, the author presents three illuminators, or three observers, or three knowers, or three seers. Okay, three seers. When there are three seers or three illuminators, we can take the word illuminator also. Three illuminators. Definitely there must be three illumined or seen or perceived objects also. What does the word illuminator mean? We can remember the word seer, but I also use the word illuminator. Seer, illuminator, knower, experiencer, perceiver, observer, we can say all these words. Isn't it? Even though the word drik literally means seer, it also means what? It also implies what? Observer, experiencer, perceiver, knower, isn't it? Illuminator. What does the word illuminator mean? Isn't it? So that which illumines is the illuminator. When he said that which illumines is the illuminator, what does it mean? The object, isn't it? The object which is not illumined becomes unknown. The unillumined object will be what? Unknown. The object which comes to light alone, which is illumined alone, becomes known. Illumined object becomes known object. Unillumined object, non-illumined object remains unknown. An unknown object, even if it is there, it becomes as good as non-existent. Therefore, for an object, look at this, for an object to be existent, it needs to be known. An object becomes an existent object only if the object is known. And for the object to be known, it must be illumined. It must be brought to light. Isn't it? So, to be brought to light, it is dependent on what? That which illumines. Is it clear now? Therefore, illuminator is the one who brings to light the objects. That which brings the objects to light, thereby lends existence. So, lending existence is not an action here, isn't it? Just by bringing the object to light, it lends existence. Is it clear? So, the author presents three illuminators. That is why that which shines by itself, isn't it? Generally, that which brings other objects to light is illuminator. When you say, in Sanskritam, we have a word called Devaha. Say that word? Devaha. Devaha means a light is called Devaha. Devaha means light. Which Devaha, one of the meaning of the word Devaha is what? Light. Isn't it? What is the light? Illuminator. Light is an illuminator. Isn't it? That is why we say that which illumines all this, the entire world in five different forms as five different objects. Isn't it? We have five Devaha, Pancha Devaha. You know, Pancha Devaha, five Devas are there. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin all over the body. Isn't it? Five Devas. Why each sense organ is said to be a Devaha? Each sense organ is an illuminator. Each sense organ is a seer. Each sense organ is a perceiver. But we say all the five sense organs are said to be the illuminator one. Five Devas together constitute what now? One illuminator. Why does it come under the category of one illuminator? Because all the five of them illumine their corresponding respective external objects. Understand now? External objects. Form, color, light, sound, smell, taste, and touch. So each Devaha illumines, isn't it, its respective object. Isn't it? Each sense organ is one Devaha. So Pancha Devaha, five Devaha, five illuminators. Isn't it now? Five Devaha together constitute what? I say one illuminator. Why? Because they illumine what? You can say five illuminators. Five illuminators illumine five different objects, but they're all together is what? We take them as one. Okay? We can say illuminator number one. Is it clear now? Number one. They illumine the external objects, thereby they lend existence to the world in the form of five different objects. I am repeating it as a purpose. Thereafter, these sense organs, isn't it? These sense organs, these Pancha Devaha, they are by themselves inert in nature. Inert in nature. How can inert sense organs illumine the objects? They are inert. Why they are inert? Because we know for sure they are material products. Swayam being material products, swayam being by themselves being inert, how can they illumine the other objects? how can they have the status of being the illuminator? Isn't it? Illuminators, Devaha. How can they be called Devaha? So because they are insentient, they are inert by themselves, but they have the sentiency, they have the borrowed sentiency. Thereby, having borrowed sentiency, then they become capable of illumining the external world. That means they must be, how do they become sentient and conscious in order to be capable of, you know, illumining external objects? Because they are also illumined. They are illuminators from the standpoint of the external world of objects, but from the standpoint of the mind, they are also illumined. The illuminators also become illumined. Really speaking, because they are illumined by the mind, they become conscious and sentient. Thereby, they are able to function as sense organs. They are able to perceive external objects. So, these sense organs, these Pancha Devaha, Illuminator 1, understand, all the five illuminators known as one Illuminator 1, which illumine the external world of objects. They are illuminators from the standpoint of objects, but they are the illumined from the standpoint of the mind. Isn't it? Illumined illuminator is what? Number one illuminator. Is it clear now? Thereafter, you ask, who is the illuminator two now? Who is another Devaha? Okay? And here, mind is the Devaha. Devaha means what? Illuminator. Who illuminate, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Illuminate. How? Whom does he illumine? All the five sense powers. Therefore, Devanam Devaha, isn't it? Illuminator of the illuminators. One illuminator of five illuminators, isn't it? Pancha Devaha, we say what now? Deva Devaha. Deva Devaha. Understand now? In the temples we say Deva Deva, Mahadeva, we'll say all those things. So, Devaha. And Deva Devaha is who? Mind. So, mind is the illuminator of five this sense organs. Now we say, mind also is material product. We studied in Tattva Bodhaha, mind is formed of, mind is made up of sattvic aspect of five elements. We studied there, we know mind also is material product, therefore insentient, inert, and how does the mind become capable of illumining the sense powers? Isn't it? And here we have to understand, mind is the illuminator from the standpoint of sense organs, isn't it? But mind also, the inert mind becomes capable of illumining the sense organs because mind itself becomes conscious and sentient, being illumined by another illuminator called Sakshi. Atma. Understand now? Atma or Sakshi is the illuminator, third illuminator, third Devaha. One Devaha. Understand now? So, Mahadevaha. We say Devaha, Deva Devaha, Mahadevaha. Is it clear now? Who is this Mahadevaha? Illuminator, third illuminator. You can say number three illuminator. Mahadevaha is number three illuminator. Who is that Maha? Mahadevaha, the exalted illuminator, Mahadevaha Sakshi. Here, witness. Who is Sakshi? Atma. What is Atma? The pure consciousness. Isn't clear now? So, pure consciousness alone illumines the mind. Therefore, illuminator of pure consciousness, sorry, mind is the pure consciousness, the Sakshi. Being illumined by pure consciousness, the Atma, the Sakshi, isn't it? This mind becomes conscious and sentient. We are going to understand the whole how it becomes conscious, etc. We'll see the following verses. It's only introduction. This book is so systematic, very, very systematic. The beautifully it will go like this. Slowly it will take you. Very clear. Understand now. So, Sakshi, being illumined by the Sakshi, mind becomes conscious and sentient. It is capable of illumining the sense organs. Is it clear now? Then the sense organs, being conscious, illumine the whole jagat. Thereby, is it clear now? Therefore, Sakshi is the illuminator 3, Mahadevaha, and mind is the illuminator 2, isn't it? Devadevaha, and 5 senses are Devaha, illuminator 1, 2, 3. Is it clear now? 3 illuminators. So, individual, what is an individual, if you see, isn't it? The 3 illuminators together, isn't it? With the physical body, as the 4th component, is what composite of an individual. Individual is a composite of 4 components, or 4 constituents, or 4 factors. 3 seers and the body. In fact, you don't need to mention body also. I will tell you later on. Just you can say just 3 seers. Isn't it? What is an individual? Isn't it? Constituent of 3 seers is an individual. And here he says, this seer 1, the illuminator 1, Pancha Devaha, and Deva Devaha, this illuminator 2, the mind, these 2 are said to be relative illuminators, and Mahadevaha is the absolute illuminator. Why? Because the absolute illuminator is the one who is not illumined by any other light. It is always the illuminator, never is it an illumined one. Therefore, unillumined illuminator is the only illuminator. Is what? Unillumined, the only illuminator is Sakshi. Therefore, Sakshi is said to be the exalted, absolute, what? Illuminator. Is it clear now? This is very important. And here, the Sakshi never directly illumines the body or the external objects. Always, listen now. Suppose if something has to be given by me, if I give a pen or something, and I want to give it to Madhavi, and she is sitting there, either I should get up and go to her directly and give it to her, or I should ask her to come and cut it from me directly, I give it to her directly. If both of us are lazy, I can pass it on through somebody. Like that, I am become the giver, and he becomes the receiver, and he becomes the received one becomes again giver, other person becomes the receiver. So, giver also becomes what? Understand now? Receiver. But who is not, the one who is not given, and the one who is not receiving, only giver, isn't it? So, absolute giver and the relative giver. One who is a receiver and a giver is a relative giver. One who is only a giver, not receiver, is absolute giver. That's all. Simply, similarly here also, is it consciousness does not, never becomes illumined. Therefore, consciousness does not directly illumine the world of objects. It only illumines the senses through the mind. So, it only illumines directly the mind, and mind directly illumines what? The senses. Senses illumine the world. And here we have to understand here, it always a very easy example is to remember, all our teachers tell this example. Sun is a original illuminator, and on full moon day, moon illumines the earth. But it looks, how does it look? As though on moon, full moon day, if you see, when no other light is there in villages, if you see, it looks as though moon has light of its own. It looks like that, it illumines the whole earth. Really speaking, we all know very well, a illuminator of the earth is nothing but the moon, but it is not moon's original light. It is moon's light is what? Actually, it takes light from the sun, and it has the status of being the illuminator of the jagat. Is it clear now? Actual illuminator is the sun, but the one who has the illuminator too is what now? Direct illuminator is the moon on full moon day, illuminator of the earth, but actually the illuminator is who? The absolute illuminator is the sun. Why? Moon borrows sunlight, and understand now, the sunlight reflected on the surface of the moon alone is what now? Illumines the earth. Similarly, here also, the Sakshi, isn't it? The witness here, illumines means, witness does not do any action to illumine the sun, illumine the mind. It's a very important thing to know. Witness, this Sakshi, without doing any action, just by its presence, it illumines the mind. Is it clear now? Therefore we say, this is the Sakshi. And this is Sakshi is the absolute illuminator, and mind is the relative illuminator number two, and sense organs form the illuminator number one. We have these three illuminators, three seers, Devaha, Mahadevaha, Mahadevaha, three illuminators together constitute an individual. Okay, and this Sakshi is never illumined, always only the illuminator. This is briefly presented in the first verse. Later on, the first verse is very, very brief, so he has to say what now? Elaborately explain. Therefore, all the following four verses are commentary on the first verse. Is it clear now? Have we started the text last class? Did you start the text? Oh, I didn't know that. I forgot myself. Look at this. Rupam drishyam lochanam drik. Rupam drishyam lochanam drik. Tadrishyam drik. Tumanasam, tadrishyam driktumanasam, drishyadhi vrittaya sakshi, vrittaya sakshi, drige vanatu drishyate, rupam drishyam lochanam drik tadrishyam driktumanasam drishyadhivrittayah sakshi drgeva natu drishyate So first he says, Rupam Drishyam. Rupam Drishyam. Drishyam is what? Seen, known, perceived. Isn't it? Illumined. And Rupam means form. Form is the seen, isn't it? And I is the seer. I is the seer. Form is the seen. When you say form is the seen, I is the seer, you have to also remember what? Isn't it? I is the illuminator. When you say I is the illuminator, form is the illumined, then you have to remember what? All other senses also. Isn't it? Now, ear is the illuminator, sound is the illumined, nose is the illuminator, smell is the illumined, tongue is the illuminator, taste is the illumined, skin is the illuminator, touch and now heat and cold etc. are the illumined. Like that, illuminator, isn't it? Rupam, drishyam, lochanam, drik. Lochanam means eye. Lochanam means what? Eye. Lochanam, drik. Drik means seer. Seer, lochanam, drik. Isn't it? Lochanam, drik. I is the seer. Rupam, drishyam. Form is the seen. I is the illuminator. Form is the illumined. That one sense organ should be taken for what? All other five senses with their respective objects. Is it clear now? Seer and seen. Thereafter, he says, Tat drishyam, tat drishyam, tat drishyam. Tat means what? That I also is seen. I also is what now? Seen. See, when the one word, that drishyam, rupam drishyam, rupam is only one form is given, isn't it? You have to include what are all the objects seen. Form, color, light, shape are they seen? I is the seer. Then you have to say what? Sound is this, see, illumined, and what? Hearing power is the illuminator. You have to remember all the devaha. Only one word is given here. Isn't it? Only lochanam alone is given. Lochanam stands for, I stands for all the five senses. Please remember, one sense organ stands for all other five senses. So what should you understand in this context? Lochanam drik. No, that we say lochanam drik. Drishyam. Isn't rupam drishyam? Form is the seen, means you have to say all the five different sense objects are illumined. Isn't it? Sense organs are the illuminator. Illuminators. Is it okay? That is that. That much you have to understand. Thereafter, tad drishyam. Tad means what? That sense organ, that lochanam also is drishyam. Not only they are the seers, they are also seen. They are also seen. Seen means what? They are illumined. Tad drishyam. Tad means that lochanam, that I is the seen. Tad means that. Tad lochanam drishyam. That I is the seen. When you say that I, which is the seer of the form, is the seen. So I, when you say it, this I, isn't it? It means all the sense organs are also seen. They're all known. They are experienced. They are illumined. Is it clear now? Tad drishyam. So, kan parkiradu kan parkappaduvadu rupam. Similarly, tadrishyam, aduvum parkappaduhindra onru, kannum parkappaduhindra onru. Tadrishyam, parkindra kan parkappaduhindradaga aagiradu. So, that which is the seer becomes what? The seen. Isn't it? The seeing, the seer eye becomes the seen. From the illuminator, I becomes the illumined from the standpoint of what? Mind. Therefore, who is the illuminator of this sense organ? manasam driktu manasam drik the seer. Who is the seer here? Drik the seer is the mind. Manasam driktu manasam. Driktu manasam. Seer is the mind. Seer is the mind. Who is the seen? Sense organ is the seen. The sense organ is the seen. Who is the seen? World, isn't it? World of objects. Five different objects are the seen. Sense organs are the seers. Seer number one. The sense organs become the seen. Who is the seer? Mind is the seer. Madriktu manasam. Is it clear now till here? Thereafter, that mind also is the seen, isn't it? How to say here? Drishyaha, say no?
Drishyaha.
Dhivrittayaha.
Dhivrittayaha.
See, vrittihi means, vrittihi has two meanings. One meaning is a function, mental function is also called vrittihi, and thoughts are all. Any thought also is called vrittihi. Function as well as thought, isn't it? Function of the mind is also called vrittihi and thought is also called vrittihi. So vrittihi singular, vrittayaha plural. Dhi vrittayaha means what? Functions of the mind or thoughts of the mind means what? The mind. Thoughts of the mind, functions of the mind means what? The mind. Why there are so many, isn't it? See, function of visualizing, seeing, knowing, understanding, seeing mentally, okay? Understanding, isn't it? Understanding, doubting, all the different functions. Non-understanding also is function only. There are functions, and also you can say vrittayaha, thoughts. So, drishyaha dhi vrittayaha. Even when you say divrittayaha drishyaha means manasam drishyam. You can say what now? Manasam drishyam. What does it mean? What? Mind also is seen. Mind is illumined. Remember the word illumined. Seen is okay because the actual word is seen. The word used here is drishyam, seen. But along with the word seen, please remember the word illumined. Is it clear now? Illumined. Therefore, drishyaha dhi vrittayaha. Their mind also is the seen. If mind is the seen, then who is the? Mind is the illumined. And what is the illuminator? Who is the illuminator? Sakshi. Sakshi drik. Drik sakshi. Sakshi is the drik. Sakshi is the, sakshi means what? Witness. Who is the witness here? Witness means what? Consciousness here, isn't it? Consciousness is not the witness, but the witness is consciousness, isn't it? Your witness consciousness is what now? The seer, the illuminator of the mind. Is it clear? So here we say, rupam drishyam, lochanam drik. And tad lochanam drishyam, manasam drik. Manasam drishyam, instead of putting it as manasam drishyam, the author says what now? This present, the author of the book presents, instead of saying manasam drishyam, he says what? Divrittayaha. He gives a different word for mind. Divrittayaha together stands for what? Manasam, manaha, mind. Mind also is the seen, and who is the, mind also is illumined, and who is the illuminator here? Sakshi is the illuminator. But Sakshi is the illuminator, we saw first, sense organ is the illuminator, then mind is the, isn't it? Object, the sense object is the illumined. Then sense organ also is the illumined. Mind is the illuminator. Mind also is illumined and Sakshi is the illuminator. Now can you say Sakshi also is illumined? Can you say that? We can't say. So, no, Sakshi is never the illumined. Sakshi is only the illuminator. Sakshi illuminator alone, not the illumined. Never does it become illumined. To say, to make it emphatic, he is Yeva. Sakshi Drik Yeva. Sakshi Parkiravar Mattume. Understand now? அறிகிறவர் மட்டுமே ஒருபோதும் அறியப்படு பொருள் அல்ல. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? சாக்ஷி இஸ் ஒன்லி தி இல்யூமினேட்டர், நெவர் டஸ் இட் பிகம் இல்யூமின்ட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? திருக்கேவ நத்து திருஷ்யதே, நத்து திருஷ்யதே, நெவர் இஸ் இட் இல்யூமின்ட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? வென் ஹி சேஸ் திஸ் த்ரீ, ஹி பிரசன்ஸ் திஸ். These three illuminators are presented here briefly. Isn't it? So, this physical body also is what now? Forms a part of the illumined world. Is it clear now? This physical body becomes illumined when? Only with sense organ, isn't it? Because sense, that is not understood. When the sense organs are there, this body also becomes what? Part of the perceived object. Is it clear now? Therefore, three illuminators together constitute an individual. This much is given here. Now, the author thought this verse is a Sutra Shlokaha, or we can say Sangraha Shlokaha, or Sankshepa Shlokaha. Sankshepa Shlokaha, Sangraha Shlokaha means what? A verse which presents very briefly something. Isn't it? It simply says, come on, Sakshi, the illuminator, unillumined illuminator, absolute illuminator. And Sakshi illumines the mind, not by doing any action, making effort, just by its presence, it illumines the mind. Sakshi is the illuminator of the mind. And mind, inert mind, isn't it? So, Sakshi is not any material product, isn't it? Sakshi is pure consciousness. It doesn't need to be illumined, whereas the inert, insentient only need to be illumined in order to become conscious and sentient. Therefore, here other two illuminators are relative illuminators. They are illumined. No? And these sense organs alone illumine the external world of objects, which is inclusive of your physical body. Therefore, individual is a constituent of three illuminators. One absolute illuminator and two relative illuminators with the physical body. It's a very, very brief presentation of an individual. He wants to elaborate on the same mantra, isn't it? Same shlokaha. So the following verses, how many verses does he take to explain this one? Four more verses he takes. You see the next verse. Okay. So, the first quarter of the first verse is explained by the second, commented upon by the second mantra, second verse. First quarter of the first verse is explained by the second verse. See what happens. When people go and listen to these Vedanta classes from the beginning, everywhere they talk about Drik Drishya, Drik Drishya. And always subject-object analysis is made. People think, oh, we know this thoroughly, my God, so such a boring thing people may think. Because so much of repetition it involves, isn't it? Because for me, I had repeated so many times purposefully, because the text which is following will not be clear otherwise. I had to go as the teacher goes, the teacher, author of the book goes. Okay. So the first quarter of the verse is explained by this first second verse. And it's, look at this. So, who for what first quarter talks about what? The first seer. First, the illuminator. First illuminator number one, isn't it? Illuminator number one is what? Sense organs, isn't it? The first seer, first illuminator is presented in the first quarter of the first verse. It's clear now? That first quarter of the first verse, the illuminator one is explained in the second verse. Sense organs as the illuminator one is explained in the second verse. Look at that. Neelapita sthula sukshma, neelapita sthula sukshma, hraswa dirghadi bhedataha, hraswa dirghadi bhedataha, neelapita,
neelapita,
sthula sukshma,
sthula sukshma,
hraswa,
hraswa,
dirghadi, dirghadi, bhedataha,
bhedataha,
neelapita,
neelapita,
sthula sukshma,
sthula sukshma,
hraswa,
hraswa,
dirghadi,
dirghadi,
bhedataha,
bhedataha,
neelapita,
neelapita,
sthula sukshma,
sthula sukshma,
hraswa,
hraswa,
dirghadi,
dirghadi,
bhedataha,
bhedataha,
nana vidhani,
nana vidhani,
rupani,
rupani,
nana vidhani rupani,
nana vidhani rupani,
pashye lochanam ekadha,
pashye lochanam ekadha,
neelapita sthula sukshma,
neelapita sthula sukshma,
hraswa dirghadi, bhedataha,
bhedataha,
nana vidhani,
nana vidhani,
rupani,
rupani,
pashye lochanam ekadha,
pashye lochanam ekadha,
pashye lochanam ekadha,
pashye lochanam ekadha.
He takes only one illuminator, first illuminator. Okay, the first illuminator forms what? Consists of the five sense organs, devaha. And sense objects are five different sense objects are the illumined. And here, the illumined objects, you know, are many, plurality, isn't it? They're varied, many and varied. But the illuminator is one. I, the seer, isn't it? The seer, I, the seer is one. Okay, two eyes you can have, but the seeing power is one, isn't it? Not too many powers. You can't say, I have too many, many eye seeing powers. Seeing power is one, the seer is one, the seen objects are many and varied, what? Plural, isn't it? Many, many, many. He says here, and then, when the forms are seen, mean what? Small one is seen, big one is seen, bigger one is seen, biggest one is seen. Whether you see the elephant, whether you see the mosquito, whether you see even, you see the microbe, it's this, even subtlest, you see, even what to see through microscope also is what? Small, smaller, 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 subtlest also you see. biggest also you see. Isn't it? Forms are many and varied, but the seer eye is one and the same. It doesn't undergo any change. The seen are many and varied, different, isn't it? But the seer remains one and the same. The seer does not become big to see the big, because it does not become small to see the small. It remains the same. Isn't it? Whatever you see, remain the same. That the author presents, what he wants to say is, the seer doesn't undergo change with reference to the seen, isn't it, objects. And the seer is one and the seen are many. The seer being non-dual, seen being, isn't it, plural, that he wants to, he's slowly preparing the foundation to make you understand later on. The Sakshi is the only non-dual illuminator of the world of plurality. He's preparing foundation actually. That's why he's presenting. We may think, wow, come on, we know all these things. Why he's repeating? That's not true. He's very slowly he's preparing. So Neela, Neelaha, Neelam is what? Neelaha means blue color. Pita. Now you can add all other colors now. What are all the colors you know? You can include all of them now. Neela, Pita means yellow. Pita Varnaha, Neela Varnaha. We say two colors. He mentions two colors. You know how many all colors are there. You can remember all the colors. So the colors are so many, and dark shade and lighter shade and many, you know, shades of many colors. Amazing, so many are there. Neela Pita. Then Sthula means fat. Sthulaha means fat. Sthulaha also means gross. Understand now? In fact, I can include one more thing. What? Krishaha means thin. And Krisha means thin. Krishaha means thin also. And Sukshma means subtle. Gross, subtle, no, fat, thin. We had said that many colors. Then Hraswa Dirga, Hraswaha, short. See, the Hraswaha is a very funny thing, isn't it? Hraswaha, short. Dirgha, in fact, Dirgha, long. Hraswa Dirga, you can, we have for short and, no, for short and tall also, you have Dirga, we can say. But we have Unnataha Vamanaha, Unnata Vamana, we say that. Short, tall. But short, tall, you can also use what now? Hraswa Dirgha. Short, tall. And also what? Short, long. For both you can say Hraswa Dirgha. Adi. Adi means extra. Bedataha with differences. Okay? With all these differences. All the forms that are perceived are many, many, varied, plural in number, isn't it? Therefore, he says, that's why Neela, Pita, Sthula, Sukshma, Hraswa, Dirgha, etthana vidamana paakuram. Illaya, oirama, kuttama, neelama, kullama. All this, but he explains all the different forms. With the differences, when you want to say, Bhedataha. Well, he says, Nana Vidhani Rupani. Rupani Nana Vidhani. There are many, many forms. Pashyet Lochanam Ekadha. Ekadha Pashyet Lochanam, the eye, the seer. Ekadha Pashyet means remaining unchanging, remaining the same. When it sees a small or big, without undergoing any change, without becoming different, remaining one and the same, it perceives varieties of objects. Is it clear now? So, illuminator is one, illumined are many, and varied, and different. And illumined may change, but the illuminator with reference to the illumined is understand to go any change. One. Is it clear now? And here you have to remember the same thing for other sense organs also. Hearing power is the one. Hearer is the illuminator. How many sounds you hear? The sounds heard are many. Meaningful sounds are many. Meaningless sounds are many. Meaningless sounds are also many. Isn't it? Some sounds express pain. Some sounds express exclamation. Some sounds explain, you know, different types of even meaningless sounds also, they convey something, isn't it, sometimes. And the sounds and the vowels, the consonants, the mixed conjunctions, and also music, every, you know, every culture has some different types of music. How many sounds? The heard are varied and many, but the hearing power is one. Similarly, the smells that are smelt are many. The power of smelling is one. Stink also has the same smelling power. Fragrance has the same smelling power, isn't it? The smeller is the one that which smells is one. What is smelt are many. So the taste, the power of taste, isn't it? The tongue, the power of taste is one, but we have six taste buds through which we taste all the varieties of tastes. Like that, we have to understand that. So, always the seer is one, the seen are many. The sense organs, the illuminator number one, the illumines, its corresponding sense object, which are many and varied. Is it clear now? That is said here in the... So, illuminator one is explained in this verse. If we go to the next verse. So this next third verse describes or explains the second quarter of the first verse. Second quarter of the first verse talks about whom? Illuminator 2. So second verse talks about illuminator 1. This third verse talks about illuminator 2. Who is the illuminator 2? Mind. Remember that. Tadrisham driktu manasam. I am talking so many illuminator 1, 2, so don't get confused. So the second verse talks about the illuminator 1. The third verse talks about the illuminator 2. The illuminator 2 forms the second quarter of the first verse. Is it clear? Okay. Andhyamandhya patutveshu. Andhyamandhya patutveshu. Andhyamandhya patutveshu. Andhyamandhya patutveshu. Andhya mandhya patutveshu. Andhya mandhya. That dha is different, isn't it? Andhya mandhya patutveshu, netra dharmeshu, chaikadha, netra dharmeshu, chaikadha, sankalpayen, manaha. Sankalpayen manaha.
Sankalpayen manaha.
Shrotra.
Shrotra.
Twagadau.
Twagadau.
Shrotra.
Shrotra.
Twagadau.
Twagadau.
Yojyatam.
Yojyatam.
Idam.
Idam.
Andhya.
Andhya.
Mandhya.
Mandhya.
patutveshu netra dharmeshu chaikadha. Here sankalpayen manaha, if you have to stop from there, okay, we'll look at this. See, now all these sense organs are also known, seen, illumined. The sense organs are illumined, isn't it? The illuminator one is the illumined, becomes illumined. How are they illumined? How do we know they are illumined? Isn't it? So the sense organs being illumined, isn't it? It is based on their perceptual powers. We measure the perceptual powers. When you are very, very young, you have very sharp eyes, sharp ears, isn't it? And sitting here, you can know what is happening, what is being cooked in the last house, isn't it? You can make, in India, you can really make out which house, what is make, all the spice you can smell here. No, like that. So what I'm saying, and here also must be able to know. Now what I'm saying here, andhyam, I tell you, these perceptual powers differ at different, isn't it, ages. As we grow older and older and older, the perceptual powers also, what now, become different. The capacity to perceive, you know, the perceptual powers vary. So, how we say, first he talks only about the eye. Take this now. Talks about the eye, and based on that eye, we have to understand all other sense organs. What is the meaning? What is being said here is, sense organ is also illumined. How is it illumined? Who is the illuminator of sense organ? Mind. Manaha sankalpayen. Now, we say manaha, his mind is the illuminator. But how does it illumine? Based on this perceptual power, we know the sense organs are known, perceived, experienced. Sense organs also experienced. Avigalum ariyappadugindrana. Isn't that also perceived? Based on what? Based on their perceptual capacity, perceptual powers. And here the author talks about threefold perceptual powers. Isn't it? Total, isn't it? The total blindness. Completely, the total absence of vision is about andhyam. Andhyam means blindness. Andaha means blind person, adjective. Andaha means adjective, and andhyam means, you know, andhyam means noun, that is blindness. Total absence of vision is andhyam. So even the blind person can say, I don't see anything. Sir, please give me something, I can't see. I'm blind. He says, I'm blind. In India, when people come and beg you, they say, I'm blind. Sir. Kanatriya, sir. You know, they say, I can't see, sir. Please, sir, I can't see, sir. They ask you. If you ask, how do you know you don't see? How do you know you're blind? I know, sir. How, isn't it? They say, I know, sir. I know I don't see. I can't see. Isn't it? That means what? Isn't it? So your blindness is known. Blindness is known. Is it total absence of vision? Total blindness is what now? Blindness is known. Andhyam, noun. That is what is dharma? This is the nature of the sense organ. Sense organ has this dharma. Dharma is what? It is the attribute of the sense organ. Being totally, isn't it, useless, imperfect. And here we say andhyam. And then mandhyam. Mandhyam means what? Mandaha means adjective. Mandhyam means, isn't it, dullness. 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 Dull means what? Vagueness, dullness. Mandhyam means dullness, vagueness. Isn't it? So partially perfect, totally imperfect, total blindness and partial blindness, partially okay, partial function, isn't it? It's capable of seeing something blurred, isn't it? We say dull vision, blurred vision. You say that mandyam. Mandyam is dullness. Dullness, with reference to buddhi, you get to say mandyam means dullness. And here, is dullness here? We say vagueness also, we say with reference to mind, you have to say vagueness. But here, with sense organ, you have to say dullness, isn't it? Dull. Partial vision, not total vision, is it? Partial vision. Mandyam. Then patutvam. Patutvam means what? Sharpness. Patuhu means he is very sharp fellow. When you say he is very sharp, when you say patuhu, very clever, very sharp, when you say patuhu. Patutvam means sharpness. Oh my God, he is amazing power. Amazing power. He, from sitting there without specs or anything, he can see. When you say patutvam means sharpness. So, all the sense powers, sense organs have their powers. Either they are very sharp, or they are partially powerful, or they totally powerless. You can see, isn't it now like that? We have this andyam, mandyam, patutvam. Total blindness, partial vision, and sharp, total vision, total lack of vision. Like that, we have these differences in perceptual powers. Is it clear? Andhyam, mandhyam, patutvam. Netra dharmeshu, all these different capacities, different powers, perceptual powers of the sense organ, isn't it? Perceptual power of the sense organ differs from person to person, differs the same person, different age. Therefore, netra dharmaha means what? Netra dharmaha means what? Blindness is in netra dharmaha. Partial vision is netra dharmaha. Sharp, perfect vision is netra dharmaha. Similarly, sharp, hearing what? Badhiriyam. Badhiriyam means what? Again, deafness, isn't it? Badhiraha means deaf person. You have to apply it to the other sense organs also. Like that, sharp ears, partial, isn't it? Partially powerful and totally powerless. Sharp, you say, levels of perceptual powers, three levels of perceptual powers. Similarly, all the sense organs also have their perceptual powers at three different levels. Totally sharp, totally nil, or partially okay. Is it like this? The perceptual powers are different. Netra dharmaha, shrotra dharmaha, nasika dharmaha. Luckily, I think nobody loses this power of smelling till the last, I think. No, maybe some people, maybe they lose, I don't know. And then the power of taste also, isn't it? And some people ask more people, I don't know, whatever I eat, everything tastes the same. Everything tastes bitter. They can't really differentiate the powers. You know the tastes. Very old people ask them, they don't want any food. People will enjoy food only if they can differentiate the tastes. As we grow very old, slowly you lose interest. People who look after old people will know the differences. How they don't want anything because no taste. Isn't it? Why? Andhyam, isn't it? Patutvam. When they're very young, patutvam you have. All is very, very patu. And mandyam. As you get older, manmanda. And very old, sometimes not totally don't lose, but almost gone. Isn't it? Like that, these perceptual powers also become different. They're different. Netra dharmaha, So netra dharmeshu, in all these different perceptual powers also, the power changes. And you know, see, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 25, 30, 40, never had eyes. From very sharp. Sitting the last bench, what written on the board, we can read very well. When we went to high school, never used to specs. Understand now? Now, even to read here, you need specs. Isn't it? This is the difference. So, netra dharmaha is netra dharmaha, all indriya dharmaha. You can say what now? Netra dharmaha stands for indriya dharmaha. So, all these powers of perception, of all the senses are different. But how do you know who is the one, who is the experiencer, illuminator of these different powers? Who is the one who says, when I was young, I could see very well. Now I find difficult to see. Who is the one who says, who is the one who knows, who is the seer, the knower of these sense powers? Mind. That is known anyway. But what I am saying here, that seer, that illuminator, we shouldn't say sakshi, that's what I'm saying. Illuminator of the sense powers, now is the knower of the sense powers, is the mind. Isn't it? That's what he explains here. Andhya, mandhya, andhya, mandhya, patutveshu, netra dharmeshu. So these dharmas of the sense organs differ. But the perceiver of the experiencer, the perceiver, the knower, the seer, the illuminator of the sense powers remains the same, one and the same. Mind does not undergo change, isn't it? Mind is the same. That's what you have to understand. So, netra, this indriya dharmaha are many, isn't it? They are different. Many also, but the mind, the perceiver of this indriya dharmaha is one and the same. Ekadha sankalpayen. Ekadha sankalpayen means what now? The one who decides, knows, I can see, I can't see, I can hear, I can't hear, I smell, I don't smell, I taste, I don't taste it. Isn't it? I feel warm. I feel cold. No, the one who says that, isn't it? Who is the one, who is the knower of these different dharmas, different attributes of, attributes belongings particularly to the sense organs? Is it clear? Who is the one who is the illuminator? Mind. Is it clear now? Therefore, manaha sankalpayen, mind alone sankalpayati. Sankalpayati means what? Knows. In this context, sankalpayati means mind clearly knows. Mind knows. Mind knows. Is it? So the knower of these dharmas, illuminator of these different dharmas, the seer of these dharmas is one and the same mind. Mind does not become blind to see the blindness. Mind does not become sharp to see the things. Mind is always conscious and sentient. Mind is capable of seeing this different indriya dharmaha, attributes of the sense organs. Is it clear now? You can also apply to this what? Other sense organs also. In the author, he uses only eye and its problems. He also expects us to apply the same, extend the same logic to other sense organs also. And understand all the sense organs have these problems. Different problems. So all these problems of the sense organs are said to be what known as indriya dharmaha. Netra dharmaha, shotra dharmaha, nasika dharmaha, jihva dharmaha, skin dharmaha, tok dharmaha. Understand now? All the dharmas. Mind knows, isn't it? My mind is so nice and nice. Now it is different. Even though the eye sees the direct skin, no? But still the feeling, the mind knows. Therefore, he says, Manaha Sankalpayen. Without undergoing change, without becoming many, remaining one and the same, mind illumines these changing, different, varied attributes of the sense organs. Is it clear now? Therefore, Ekadha means what? Remaining one and the same. Manaha Sankalpayen. Mind perceives, mind illumines these different attributes of the sense organs. He says, Shrotra Twag Adho. Shrotram means ear, Twag means skin, Adi Shabda stands for all the five, all the other two sense organs also. He talks about the eye. You have to include that word, Shrotra Twag Adho. காது தோல் முதலியவைகளிலும் இதையே சேர்த்து கொள்ளவும் இந்த பொருளை கொள்ளவும் means what? இதம் யோஜ்யதாம். இதம் யோஜ்யதாம் means what? May this be extended. May this logic used here, may this lesson given here be connected to other sense organs also. What are the other sense organs? He says, Shrotram, ear, skin, etc. May this lesson be added to, connected to other sense organs also, such as ear, skin, etc. That means what? Generally, he says, all these sense organs have three levels of perceptual powers. Isn't it? We can say mandyam patatum common. Sharpness, dullness. Dullness of sense organs, sharpness of sense organs. Then you have to include what? One more thing. There are total absence of the given power. Totally absent. He can say, you know, dumb. Bada sevudu in Tamil they say. Totally deaf. He can't hear one word. Even if you crack of the big atom bomb forms, he won't hear anything. Means what? That's what totally. So totally lacking the power and having dull power and sharp power. All the senses have the problem. But all these powers are illumined. So sense organs are illumined. If sense organs are illumined, who is the one who illuminator? The knower of the sense organs, knower of the this problems of the sense organs is the actually illuminator of the sense organs is the mind. So that mind is one. So always the known are many, knower is one. Illumined are many and varied, illuminator is one. Is it clear now? So, he finished this now. Andhyamandhyapatutveshu Andhyamandhyapatutveshu Netra dharmeshu chaikadha Jaikmeshu chaikadha Sankalpayen manas manashrotra Sankalpayen manaha Sankalpayen manaha Shrotratvagadau Yojyatamidam Sankalpayen manaha Shrotratvagadau Yojyatamidam.
Sorry, where are you?
Okay, right. So, this is the verse. You got that other point, Sodhutvagada, Yojitamidam, you had to say the same. Doctor's daughter is going to stay here today with us.
Sorry,
No, no problem. Don't problem. Welcome, Nirupa.
Hi.
If you're hungry, you can go and eat straight. Oh, okay. Okay, look at this now. This is the fourth verse. And the absolute, see, now two relative illuminators, sense organ separately, and the mind separately have been explained. Isn't it? Two relative illuminators have been explained already. Now, the absolute illuminator, isn't it, has to be explained. Who is the absolute illuminator? Absolute illuminator illumines what? The mind. Isn't it? So, it is talking about it now. So, this fourth verse explains the absolute third illuminator Mahadevaha. Remember now, the third verse explains the second illuminator Devadevaha, mind. And the second verse explains Devaha, sense organs, the illuminator one, first. Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Shraddha shraddhe dhriti dare. Shraddhe dhriti dare. Those are following Sanskritam. The word dhriti itare, not duti itare, dhriti itare. Okay, I'll repeat it. Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama sankalpa.
Kama sankalpa.
Sandehau.
Sandehau.
Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Shraddha shraddhe.
Shraddha shraddhe.
Shraddha shraddhe.
Shraddha shraddhe.
Dhriti tare. Dhriti tare. Dhriti tare. Dhriti tare. It is written duti tare. Please cut it. Dhriti tare. Dhriti tare. Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama
sankalpa sandehau. Shraddha shraddhe. Shraddha shraddhe. Dhriti tare. Dhriti tare. Hrir. Next line. Hrir. Dhir. Bhir. Hrir. Dhir. Bhir. Ityevamadin. Ityevamadin. Hrir. Dhir. Bhir. Not beer. Okay. Bhir. Ityevamadin. Bhasayatyekadhachitihi. Bhasayatyekadhachitihi. Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Kama sankalpa sandehau.
Shraddha shraddhe.
Shraddha shraddhe.
Dhriti tare. Dhriti tare. Hrir. Dhir.
Bhir.
It. Ityevamadin.
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 Vasayatyekadha chitihi. Okay. He says, chitihi. Chitihi means nice, beautiful feminine gender word. Chitihi is another word for chitta, the consciousness. Chitihi bhasayati. Bhasayati means what? Illumines. See the last word. Chitihi bhasayati. Consciousness illumines. Who is chitihi here? Sakshi. What was said in the first word? Sakshi drigeva. Isn't it? So the last quarter of the first verse, which talks about the illuminator, Tri the Mahadeva, isn't it? That Mahadeva is explained here. Chitihi is the Mahadevaha. Pure consciousness is the absolute illuminator. Chitihi bhasayati. Illumines, like gachati, patati, likati, bhasayati. Chitihi bhasayati. Consciousness illumines. Chitihi bhasayati. Illumines what you know already, mind. Is it consciousness illumines mind, you know. So how do you know it illumines, isn't it? You have to say here, all the functions or the thoughts which now form the mind. How mind is explained here? Kamaha, desire, isn't it? Sankalpaha. Sankalpaha means what? Any decision. Isn't it? Any decision is what? Sankalpaha. Then sandehaha, doubt. Shraddha, ashraddha. We have to say it together. Shraddha, shraddhe. Shraddha, ashraddha. Together you have to say what? Shraddha, shraddhe. Okay. Suppose shraddha means what? Any faith in anything is also what now the book is, all the meanings are given in the book also itself. But I want to say, Shraddha, no, means just faith in anything is Shraddha. And Ashraddha means what? Faithlessness also is what now? Ashraddha. I don't have faith in that. I have faith in this. We say that, no? Faith also is a thought only. Thought. So he says, then dhritihi actually fortitude. Dhritihi means urdi. Now firmness, fortitude is what? Dhritihi. Then itare, when you say opposite of dhritihi is what? Opposite of dhritihi is itara. Other, matrud. Itara means matrud, isn't it? Itara dhritihi, fortitude. Opposite of other is what now? Itara. Okay, absence of fortitude, absence of firmness, lack of firmness, we say itara. That's also mind only. No, not being very steady. Unsteadiness also is what? Unsteadiness also is itara. So he says, kamaha, sankalpaha, sandehaha, shraddha, ashraddha, dhritihi, adhritihi. Itara you can put as what? Adhritihi. Adhritihi. Is it okay? Then, hrihi. Hrihi. Isn't it? Hrihi also means shyness and modesty. Isn't it? In the big association, a big group of association of people, and suddenly you are asked to go to the stage, suddenly how you will feel? That's called hrihi. Okay? Okay. Now, the big crowd, you are asked, suddenly your point is asked to go. Okay. Hrihi. Then, dhihi. Dhihi means buddhihi. Understanding. Okay, knowledge, you can say all these things, dhihi, understanding, knowledge, isn't it? Cognition, all come under dhihi only. Then bhihi, bhihi means fear. I'm really frightened, no, like that, bhihi. Iti, iti means thus. Evam adin. Yena ivvidamaha irukkindravaigalai. Okay, evam adin. This, all this, and so on. So on, why so on? You can talk about few more. You know, thoughts. You get on four, few more thoughts. So he's this, all about, all of them, chittihi bhasayati. So all these functions of the mind, thoughts of the mind, isn't it? They all what? Vrittayaha. Isn't there all? Dhi vrittayaha. Remember dhi vrittayaha, we read that? They're all dhi vrittayaha. They're all chittihi ekadha bhasayati. Consciousness, the sakshi, without undergoing any change, without doing any effort, just by its presence, it illumines all these various functions or thought modifications. Okay, chitihi evam bhasayati. Here what you have to understand, actually this time now, it needs more, little more explanation, which I'll do next class. Okay, we have this no time now. It needs a little more explanation. We'll do it next class. Anyway, I had to sum up next class. So with this, later on we will talk about the actual teaching. He's going to explain only from here. Begins from here. Is it clear now? So we'll see next class. Chittihi bhasayati. The one thing what he wants to say is, the absolute, the illuminator is one and the same, which does not undergo any change, whereas all the illumined illuminators and the illumined world are many and varied and subject to change. That's what he's going to say later on. Isn't it? To make it clear later on, he prepares the foundation now. You know, remember always, Deva Deva, Mahadeva, no? Devaya Namaha, Deva Devaya Namaha, Mahadevaya Namaha. You say all these things. Now you remember this, so you always can understand. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamudachyate.